This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Let's Talk Together in English is brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center. Well, good evening. Welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh New Smart Talk all day. I am indeed your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us on this great Sunday evening. I hope everybody is awesome and everybody had a great, great Sunday or is having a great Sunday. I sure did. I had me some... What did I have today? Oh, yes. I almost forgot. I had me some peas and rice with legume and sospa, right? That's actually a Haitian dish that they do on Sunday, and it's good, good. I actually was trying to stay away from it, but I haven't had it in a while, so I had it. It was very, very good, and after that, I had a slice of watermelon. Oops, my favorite. So exactly what I had today. My guest for this evening is no other than Smith Joseph, who is on his way. This evening, bonsoir communauté haïtien, tout moun ki branche kon ya, tout audite auditrice ki branche sou Guardian 96.9 FM, mwen di nou bonsoir, gros salutation pou nou. Et pou moun tou ki pa gen radio, pa bliye nou ka ale sou GuardianTalkRadio.com pou nou live, pou nou stream live, nan nou stream live sou GuardianTalkRadio.com, excuse me. Ou nou ka ale nou tande nou sou gen kebol ou ka mette channel kebol ou sou 969 or BTC Flow channel 112. Okay, for those of us who don't have a radio, you can just go on your TV and put on channel 969 or BTC Flow channel 612. And definitely you will be able to listen to us live here. Or you can follow us at Facebook, Guardian Radio, Twitter at Guardian Radio 96, Instagram, Guardian Radio 969. For all the fresh news, smart talk all day. I miss you guys. I really did. It's actually my first show in a few weeks. I missed you. I don't know how you feel about me. I know I have a lot of person who didn't miss me, but nevertheless, that's life, you know. Let's move on from it. Et communauté haïtienne, m'te bien changé nous pour moun ki toujours kon branché yo et si nous connaît et la émission a pas commencé à 6h encore. Émission radio c'est à 6h30 pour 8h lié. So my show is not 6 o'clock anymore. It is 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. now. Ooh, I get to stay here longer with you guys. I am so excited, right? I know a lot of people don't like it, but you know, it is what it is. Such is life. Not everybody, you know, you're not going to have everybody like you. That'll be a problem, right? So, communauté haïtienne, mwen bien content. Si on plaisir pou m'la avec nous, mwen ka souhaiter que nous-mêmes nous branchions sur l'émission. Et nous tous, nous content. Et pour si j'ai qu'on n'a pas eu parlé, pour si temps n'a pas eu passé, etc. Moi-même, mwen très content. I'm excited, happy, as usual. So, yes, we will be right back after this break. We'll be right back.
Una calle un lago tan fuye. Mi vale wanna me cae venos banco a liberté. Un pedo que las que obas muye. Un guamón, un boy ay muye. Un valiente que las sus muye. Que ni diez de la culti no sabo. Un desalín que la falla muye. Un plezo es mamelat muye. Un chano nye un bagate muye. Se me dina, tu dina de no. Ahí se muye mamá.
Seyen, epi Chita, s'il vous plaît, yap rele pou radiografie, Thalè. Se sa ki fè rele, Saltan. Ou pa gen problème nan Fortaleza Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nou pa jam fè plize rendez-vous résultat. Sa vle di, entre, soti. Si test depi stajou, moutre ekran, radiolog nou ka kondi alternatif test depi taj sa. Kounya la même. Ou bien, relez-nous dans 328-81-57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor, ou bien relez-nous dans 328-81-57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor, ou bien visitez location nous, Kamakelod, Chaudia.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Print Masters. Print Masters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Print Masters.
Let Print Masters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on-site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News, Smart Talk All Day. I'm your host, Lady T. It is indeed a pleasure to be here with you guys after a few weeks. I couldn't been more happy to be here with you guys. Trust me, I've missed you so much. That's why I'm going to say it over and over again because it is true. I've actually missed my producer, Wally, who has been so good to me. I don't know what I would have done without him. Thank God for him, right? Everybody has somebody that has their back, and that is me. I do have somebody that have my back, which is my good producer. Thank you. And thank you so much to all my listeners. As I mentioned earlier, my show has changed from the time of 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. now until 8 p.m. So, yeah, God is so good. So, yep, that's what's going on. I did say my guest for this evening is no other than Smith Joseph. Smith Joseph is actually my old friend from Global. We used to do show there together. And so he is definitely my guest and my co-host for this evening. It's a pleasure to have him with me at The Guardian. We're going to show him how we do here at Guardian. Smith, good evening. It's a pleasure to have you. Communauté haïtienne, bonsoir. Ma pétrodi, guess moi à nous, après-midi, guess moi, c'est Smith Joseph, qui était au colis. Moi, l'amté dans Global, 99.5 FM, c'est l'amté pour combien de temps avec Smith, nous avons fait show, c'est le même qui était producteur, le même qui était connaît dans le show. Tout bagaille, frère Smith, c'est même Jacques Frélié pour moi. Et c'est un monde qui est fier de la communauté haïtienne, qui remet la communauté haïtienne en pile. So, ça, c'est un bagaille, c'est ça qui fait toujours un respect pour lui. Parce que j'ai un respect pour le monde qui a bataille pour la communauté haïtienne et qui remet nous comme une communauté. Smith, good evening. Welcome to Guardian.
Good evening, Lady T. Hey, good evening, everyone who listen to this show. Let's talk together, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pleasure to be in the house with you, but I'm not a guest, actually, but I always be there with you sometime.
Oh,
but, you know,
that's
today,
true.
It's that a pleasure to be in the house, and it's a pleasure, too, to be in 96.9 FM, the best radio of the hour.
Thank you, Smith. We really
it's
appreciate
a pleasure.
You.
So this afternoon, it's a pleasure to be there, and then we can discuss what is good and what is bad. No, we don't want the bad one. We want the good things, right? Oh, I know you like good stuff, so it's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much, Smith. You heard Smith. Smith is actually not a guest for real, but he's been missing for a while. That's probably why I'm saying he's a guest. He needs to come by more frequently, right? C'est ça que fait douce guest parce que m'pa wa jam te kon woyo.
C'est vraiment
ça. So, m'pense c'est guest, oui, ben vraiment ou pas guest. Si j'en a parlé ou après-midi, c'est presque pas de jambe qui a une chance pour me parler de causer méchanceté.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, causer méchanceté. Pas de chance pour me parler de lui, parce que j'aime te dire, pas de faire chaud pour presque six semaines là. Yo, so c'est jeudi à qui premier show, mais la fin de la première show, jeudi à nous commencer à 6h30. So c'est ça que fait pour te Smith venir dans la radio comme vous comprenons l'autre monde avec pour nous parler des situations que nous gagnons dans la communauté haïtienne qui est très grave et comment nous parler mais là n'a perdu mon pas nous.
Mm-hmm.
Est-ce que vous comprenez? Et ça c'est un bagage qui pas belle et ça c'est un bagage tout qui étonne en pile monde. La perdit mon pauvre, la perdit son ami pauvre, frère pauvre, cousin pauvre, and so it's not a good thing. So we want to speak about those 60 migrants that lost at sea. I think from the Bahamas, yeah. They were going to Florida. This was from July 4th. Mm-hmm. And they had said it was they were headed to Fort Pierce on July 4th when the boat crew reported an engine trouble around 11 p.m. that the official said, and when they reached out, and nobody has ever heard anything from them since. I know I was following the media and the police officials here, RBDF and so on and so forth, where they said that it was a boat missing at sea. And I don't think they didn't recover anyone at all.
Yeah. They never found
the bodies. Nobody were found. So we want to encourage persons. I'm going to say this in English and then I'm going to translate it in Creole. That, mm-hmm. you know, when you're doing those things, they are very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Those voyages, they're very dangerous. And we know that you are seeking for a better life.
Yeah.
And we know things are tough because, you know, sometimes your parents had to do the same thing and thank mm-hmm. God that they made it, you know, to come here. And that is why a lot of times we kind of feel it because we experience it.
Yeah,
we know what you're going through. So when you're planning on doing something like that, and especially if you are here legally if you have your work permit. I don't think it should be any reason. And then the good thing about it, too, when you have your work permit, you can go to the American Embassy and apply.
Yeah, apply for the visa.
Apply for a visa. It's always other ways
and
to do it.
And it's the simple questions they ask when you ask them the manner. And then it's easy to issue
Very easy.
The visa costs like $107, right?
Right.
And you're going to pay like, as far as I hear, they pay in like $6,000 or $5,000 to mess up your life.
Yeah, $6,000, $7,000. So it's better to try it first. Go and apply for your visa at the American Embassy first and see, you know. And I'm not going to say if you get rejected, go. No, try again.
I encourage everybody, go apply for the visa. Go to the American Embassy, apply for the visa so you could travel free and then simple.
No problem. No headache. You know? And then, too, you have a lot of persons that are stealing their monies, persons who don't own the boat, saying they are the owner of these boats. And all of that is included, too. Sometimes they have their families that live abroad, again, the States, and they send money for them to go on these voyages because they thinking it's safe. They thinking, hey, this is a short thing. Mm-hmm. But in life, you know, we take the risk that we take for a better life. It's unbelievable. And nothing is sure. Only God is sure in life. Remember that God is the only assurance that we have in life.
Yeah, only insurance. Right?
So we have to remember to try to be careful and remember to cherish our lives better. I know I'm going to say it again. I know it's tough. But we must, because a mission stay was indeed a well-known Haitian artist who impacted a lot of lives and who had a very, very, very good future ahead of him. You know, he was loved by many. When he put his, if you were to go on his YouTube feed, go on YouTube and you watch his videos, they have millions of views. Mm-hmm. When he posts a video, it has millions of views. So he was somebody that loved his country and loved his people. And like I said, talented. And, you know, to the loss, I'm not just going to talk about him only because he wasn't the only person that lost their lives.
Yeah,
you had a lot of other families now that are suffering, some that lost their brothers, their sisters. And I can imagine, I've heard that even kids were on that.
Oh, yeah, we have our kids with like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have our twins, actually.
My God.
Too, because I have a friend, I talk to him,
mm-hmm.
and he say you have a sister on it with the two twins. It's very sad.
My God.
Yeah, it's very sad. And you have young baby too, Ben, in there. It's still now nobody know exactly
how many people was on that boat. Nobody knows what happened because there are nobody. They didn't find the boat.
They didn't find the captain.
Nothing. Yeah. So it's a mystery.
That's why we say, and whenever we talk about it on my show,
mm-hmm.
I tell people, the boat disappeared. When something disappears, so you can't say, well, they die. We still can't say they die yet because we don't have a quote, we don't have no report where they find a body or they find a boat. We still say they missing. We have a missing boat with the people on it, but we can't actually say they die. Because we don't have the body. You understand?
Well, that is true. We don't have no proof.
Yeah, we don't have no quotes.
We don't have no proof, which is true. I agree with you.
But missing from the 4th of July to now.
In the middle of the seas with engine troubles.
Yeah, yeah.
They were reported at the U.S. Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Said they called them at 11 p.m. that night that they were having engine troubles. And when they attempted to help on the... Didn't hear anything from them anymore. They lost contact, and so only God knows what happened at the sea. So
yeah,
I guess it's
sad.
Lost at sea. That's all I could say. Lost at sea.
Like ladies, it's something we need to talk. I mean, to let our people know exactly what is what, because it ain't the first time that happened.
No,
it happened for a period of time. This mm-hmm. always happened here. We have to stop it. You understand? Because I mean, come on, man. Young baby, young child.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you remember like a couple of months.
And you know what? You know, a lot of people looking for children and they can't find any kids.
No.
And the thing about it, you should when they're doing these things, they should actually think a little smarter, because you might don't want the child, but you might have a family member that want to keep the child right. for you. So I advise them again, when you're going on these voyages, do not care the kids. The kids knows nothing of what you're going to do.
No.
They are losing their lives senselessly. They are born here. They can wait at the age of 18 and apply mm-hmm. for their mm-hmm. passport. Mm-hmm. So they don't have a problem. Why are you taking them to lose their lives? Because you want to risk your answer. The child must go with you. I'm advising you to just go and try set up a better life for the child. If you reach, safe by God's grace, if you reach, I don't know what's going to happen. And then send for your child.
Yeah, but we're going to say that in Creole too for the people them to hear it. So people them. Because it's how I look at it, right? You want to make a better life for your child. Not the way you choose to do it.
No,
if you think you make better, why you carry the child with you?
That's what I'm saying.
You understand?
Do not carry the child. I'm sure you have some kind of family member here that you can, somebody that can keep the child.
Yeah, someone can keep the child.
Okay, the child is social service. I'm sure somebody would want to adopt the child. You know, instead of causing the child to lose their lives like that, that's not good. That's not right. So we need to really, really sit back and think about some of the things that we're doing, endangering these children's lives and killing them, I would say.
Yeah,
killing
definitely.
Them every you day. Them every you know, day. Every time. It's and then also, we have to start being a little smart. Like I said, for example, if somebody were to come to you, or you were to go to the person, right? Mm-hmm. Let's put it like that. And they said, it's going to be $7,000 mm-hmm. for you to go on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure when you reach on that boat, you see the boat.
Yeah.
I'm going to get off that boat.
Yeah.
If I see that boat is not what I expected it to be, I'm definitely getting off of that boat. I'm going to say, thank you so much. You can keep the money, but I'm getting off. I changed my mind.
yeah, you can say that, but what happened to the captain or whatever who do those things? So they
no,
say,
they can keep the money. I'm going to tell them they could keep the money because I'm not going to go. When I see that boat, I'm definitely not going to risk my life for $7,000-$8,000. It costs more than that.
Yeah,
life is precious. That. No amount of money can afford that.
But no, I mean to me, all you need to be right, traveling. Right? If you're here in this country, here in the Bahamas, you're legal. And I know they have some people who have a status here mm-hmm. in the Bahamas who have a work permit.
Yes.
You have people who have residency.
Mm-hmm.
What else you need? Because living in the United States here in the Bahamas is totally different. You mm-hmm. understand? You could make life better here in the Bahamas than mm-hmm. anywhere in the world.
That's right.
You understand? So I want to know, what you fighting for to go in the United States? People who live in the United States fighting right now.
Ain't that something?
Okay. But now you won't fight. That's mean like if you do not go in the United States, you ain't nobody. That's what I'm telling people. If I want to be living in the United States from 2000, I've been living. Right now, it'll be 24 years I've been living in the United States. I choose not to.
Mm-hmm.
So I come in here in the Bahamas, it's better here.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm invited. That's why I tell people who are watching the show, who are on Facebook and stuff like that, I invite all of them to come to Bahamas, to come visit the Bahamas. It's the way you get the best Kong salad.
Right.
It's where you have the best healthy food. So
mm-hmm.
what else you looking, you don't have there, you won't go United States for the fashion life, and then what?
Some people feel like if they don't go to the States, they ain't living.
Yeah, that's why I invite everybody. You want a visa, go to the American Embassy, mm-hmm. employ for it online, then
and
it, you get
the, issued. Not even that. They yeah. could not even that. They could contact Flipside.
Yeah, Flipside will be judges.
Flipside, which is right on Robinson Road. Mm-hmm. You cannot forget it. You cannot miss it. Excuse me. It's right opposite Popeyes,
Gary's Plaza.
Mm-hmm. That's right, opposite Popeyes, and go to Luby George's. Go there. Let him know Lady T sent you, and that you want to apply for your American visa,
yeah.
and he will be greatly.
So
he will be happy to assist you.
Yeah,
so and apply there.
I encourage everyone go apply for a visa.
Once you have a work permit,
go on there. It's not complicated. You
because
just go on there. Because last time, the American Embassy, they been here
yes.
on the show, and they said the right way with how to apply for the
yes,
visa.
Yes.
Do not lie and do not say. You know, those things, you could go watch a live, you could hear them. You understand? But I don't know why. Please do not risk your life to go on the boat. First thing, you have three chance, like you are saying, but you know three chance.
It's only one chance.
When
not
you pay
three,
your money, yeah, when you pay three or whatever like money what? You pay in, so you have a first chance, though you not made it. Secondly, you might get catched. And maybe third chance, so you might go with. So that's the problem there. But always make sure it's something you do illegal. It's not going to be right for you. I'm not encourage people to do those things. Please go to the American Embassy, apply for a visa. It's good to go on like a Luby, flip side.
Go to flip side.
You have a lot of people too who do in here. So
and
then apply for a visa, which costs like $100-something. So
you have your work permit.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be a problem.
No, it should be a problem.
Shouldn't be a problem. Yeah. Once you are here legally, that's how you ought to be here.
Right.
Legally. Once you are here, you ought to be legally here.
So we connaît chez us en pile monde qui parle créole. Il y a des pile monde captant de nous là-dedans.
Yeah, ma pai just live by a community bit by me. On ti idée de qui te sujet à parler. Après-midi, et communauté haïtien, bonsoir, un grand plaisir pour nous là avec nous encore. Nous avons connu guest moi après-midi, et qui Frère Pam, c'est lui-même qui l'a dans la radio avec moi, qui c'est Smith Joseph. Côté, nous avons parlé des voyages qui étaient faits avec méchanceté, 4 juillet. Pas de chance pour me parler des voyages parce que vraiment, vraiment, pas de faire émission pour combien dimanche, je n'ai pas de radio. Pour presque 6 semaines.
Oui, oui.
Et ça veut dire que ça a été fait le 4 juillet.
4
juillet, c'est le ça.
Entre 3 pour 4 juillet.
Yeah, 4 juillet, c'est le report samgen côté US Coast Guard là, tu dis. Et tu t'attendais, yo. Yo t'attendais, yo te relé, yo. Bonjour, 11h du soir. Yo t'attendais, yo te relé, yo. Et tu dis, yo t'as un problème avec Indiana, yo. Et là yo même tout y a bat pour y relé yo pa yo pa joine crasse réponse nan men yo et actuellement pour jodi a et gouvernement Bahamas police defense force tout monde ça t'a parlé de ça mais qu'on a pas attendant rien de sujet ça encore ça veut dire ça et moun ki perdi nan la mer
oui
yo pa oh, yo pa joine rien pa ka seul parler de méchanceté me gardien encore sur moun ki était tel vraiment qui était gain
en pile talent
et qui était remé communauté qui était remé haïtien en pile qui était fier de s'allier et moi tout le monde te parler plus de lui parce que c'est lui même en pile monde te plus connaît mais tout si nous parler de l'autre monde qui gain monayo qui perdit gain monde qui gain frère qui gain sœur qui gain maman qui gain papa qui perdit dans bâtiment ça yo pas jamais joindre yo pas jamais tendre rien de yo gien ti moun yo di men gon femme grosse même pas
vrai oui,
et ça triste ça triste là n'a tendre en qualité bagaille comme ça il triste et me connaît mais aller ailleurs aux États-Unis mais moi même gien moun là aller yo rete yo remé tout moun gien côté yo remé moi li m'aller me visiter me venir bac c'est pas un côté me tarer mais pour me rete m'pa ka di j'ai choix pa m'ka di c'est pas ça m'vle bon bon c'est ka gen un autre choix pour moi c'est là li ka vle puis voyez est-ce que vous comprenez mais c'est pas vle di aux États-Unis son gros bagaille sou aller ou pas aller it's fine
but yes.
But game moun Smith qui fait ça un gros bagaille
game qui prend la pile bagaille
si tout yo prend pile bagaille aux États-Unis c'est le même qui tout bagaille pour yo
si tout pour jeune nous yo penser si yo pas moun
la fini quoi c'est réseaux sociaux tout moun yo ki nan rezo.
Oui, nan rezo. Yeah.
La fini lot moun se ou même tout ki te ka kondi méchanceté tout pou itale nan batiman, you know. Because lay was it te ka wè moun a parler de ça en pile. Jan moun di yo pa voyage ou pa aux États-Unis ou pa artiste. Non. C'est pas vrai. Ou ka artiste nan pays ou. Est-ce que vous comprenez? Lè lè arrivé pour aller ou aller. Yo prier bon Dieu gon lè quand même ou a parler ou a jwenn visa. Et n'a encourager tout haïtien net à la honte c'est pas
à la honte badé
à la honte badé
créole là tu vas bagay pour
à la honte badé s'il vous plaît si ou gen papier on pa jamais connait ça ka fait pour bon mon ma tête moi là notre jour
tout monde gen chance
tout monde gen chance mon ma tête moi notre jour calé la piquer pour visa ni li ni mari yo jeune visa
okay.
pour 5 ans il gagne papier
okay.
Et pas même résidence
c'est pas même résidence pour 5 ans pas même pour une année même les jeunes pour 5 ans
là les moi même qui t'ai mené dans l'ambassade là là les pour 5 ans il jeune résidence li pour 5 ans
gardien pas les jeunes visa
excusez-moi jeune
visa pour 5 ans
et pas même moi même qui t'ai mené dans l'ambassade là
allez premier visa pas même
premier visa
OK
premier visa mes amis je venais pour 5 ans ça veut dire mon yo encourager
nous encourager tout le monde aller ambassade mm-hmm. américain à faire une application
mm-hmm.
et puis pour prendre chance c'est un coup bon pour mon cap jouer ball tu excuse si me dit ça parce son chance son boulot je va continuer la sortie c'est un bagalier ou aller là et puis automatiquement arriver parfois c'est ou même qui cause au couler gagne des questions poser ou t'as deux points 60 secondes ou regarde dans l'air ou ceci ou c'est là
pas bail mentir be honest
to the officer
ou pas gagne rien pour bail mentir pour rien c'est des visa ou venir y a mandé au couteau
y a mandé au couteau
l'oubité guest moi on l'air nous t'a parlé de ça il t'a dit ça pour moi dit quand tout le monde vraiment vrai qui pas jeune visa c'est menti c'est eux même qui
cause c'est
pas jeune visa l'arrivé ou pas bail crasse menti mandé question côté ou apprêté acheter information ça côté ou apprêté
game guest dans hôtel y a prêté par exemple ou tu pourrais dans hôtel ou pour aller rester dans hôtel aux États-Unis combien cob parce que officier a posé question ça
yeah.
How much money you carry with you?
Okay, saying
you carry
$2,000. Oui, c'est ça.
You're gone for 10 days.
You pop count.
Ah, come on. so ça aussi là, but by verity, yeah.
No, ça va avec ça. Ouais, c'est pour ça que vous avez constaté Dubai.
Oui, qu'a constaté Dubai.
On va aller dans pays mounio pour 10 jours.
Vous 10 jours.
On va aller dans un hôtel à $2,000. Come on, $2,000. Quand y a ça dépend à qui hôtel ouye.
Okay.
Ça c'est pour 3 jours, 4 jours.
Et puis you.
Elle est finie et pour manger tout. Pour manger,
pour prendre Uber, pour prendre taxi, pour
la pour déjà... taxi, come on.
One. So, by vérité, mm-hmm. OK, dit que ou gen famille,
non gen famille non parler avec si yo te mande m sa aller m'aller, si m cite moi même qui te yo, m'tab dit m'a parler pour 5 jours, m'a parler avec $3,000.
Yes, exactly. OK.
$3,000 pour 5 jours.
Et puis encore, yo dit c'est shopping yo pas shopping.
Pour me payer pour hôtel. OK.
What shopping? $100.
Pour pas shopping. Moi pour $3,000,
moi
pour $3,000 là-dedans.
OK.
Pour hôtel là.
Pour hôtel là.
Moi pas font petit shopping, voyons l'autre $1,000 pour petit shopping là. Est-ce que comprendre? $3,000
pour
moi pour petit Uber whatever.
Oui, why pas Uber pour aller avec. C'est ça m'a dit mon yo. Pas bail mentir, bail vérité.
C'est pour nous réfléchir les Nabdi, ça nabdi yo, parce que c'est nous-mêmes qui avons tête en pour nous couler. Parce que pas tout le monde qui a la même chance.
Non.
Il y a des gens qui disent, oh, pas dit ça, je suis ambassade là, et pas ça, yo dit, pas ça, ça, yo faut là, et pas comme ça, y a fait un autre monde là, yo vient ambassade là. Tout le monde a une chance pas yo. Ok? Ou qui a dit, pas dit ça, pas ok, l'offre n'est pas attendre de casse monde, l'a parlé. Puis que exemple, le monde ça yo, Abdou, a bon vieux nouvelle, y a bonne nouvelle, ça décompte de ça, t'es arrivé yo.
Oui, oui.
Mais tu yo même quand il y a un différent. Qu'est-ce à vous?
Oui, non
pas. Est-ce que vous comprenez? Parce que vous n'avez pas besoin de tout bagaille. Ok, pour exemple, vous avez un cousin, right? Je vais vous dire. Vous avez un cousin qui a eu des visas. Mais vous avez arrêté dans l'aéroport de Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Parce qu'il a parlé pas à Haïti avec plus que $10,000.
Ok.
Ok, il a eu plus que $10,000 dans la main. Et vous avez joué dans l'aéroport ici, dans Bahamas, vous avez arrêté. C'est pour nous connaître tout système.
Connecté.
Mm-hmm. Tout système là sur Bahamas avec aux États-Unis son seule information. So, si vous allez ou même là pour moun gen moun yo te ka kembe qui te fait un bagay tout ici l'arrivé dans aide visa dans ambassade là et Abdoula. Oh, m'pat yo pas jam kembe non. Ambassade là
même système.
Ambassade là même abgado, la mande OK. Est-ce que yo jam kembo pour crime. Est-ce que police jam te mande question ou même moi il dit non. Parce que ou vle pour jeune visa ou il dit non. Ou tu fais tête.
Oui,
pas faire ça. L'autre dit non, c'est mentir because li même k'ap mande ça l'ap mande là, c'est le garder l'ap garder dans système non.
L'ap garder dans système.
Computer là ouvert, l'ap garder, il est OK, tête tellement pour OK 4 JR, police officiel n'a pas m'assé arrêté tête là n'importe là parce qu'il était porté plus que 10
$10,000.
Comment ça un exemple bah
oui.
Oh Smith Joseph
tu fais un bagage. Tu fais un bagage et tel bagage parce que automatiquement non mon n'a pas l'ou est consul là ou bien campé pour n'a pas bon visa à poser question ou toujours elle a poser question l'a garder ordinaire. C'est dit que toute question parce que l'ou fait application hein l'ou veut aller yo prendre un peu de temps pour yo bagwan check.
Mm-hmm.
Y a checké pour qui moun ki Smith Joseph là ou bien qui moun ki tête li an. Pou y a pu checké de là et puis yo préparé question pour yo vinn poser.
Yes.
Là si yo t'arrête ou déjà ou mettez là dan, est-ce que yo t'arrête ou déjà? Non, peut pas jamais arrêter. Il y a un système, Jean-Jean Kosodi.
C'est le système.
So, vérité, a, by vérité. A. L'autre bagage, encore, les gens qui parlent des visas, ils ne sont pas confortables bien. So, où est-ce que Bahamas? Vous avez demandé, how long you been in Bahamas? Ou pas qu'à dire.
Combien de temps tu es là?
Combien de temps tu es là? Combien de temps tu es là? How many children you are? Ou pas qu'à aller? Ou bien, so, ça, il faut que tu aies. Ça, c'est question. C'est menti ou à bail. So, ça, il faut que tu parles.
Je connais toute information okay. De
où. Par exemple, encore, ou marié ou d'où pas marié? Ben, par exemple, dans so, ça, il y a bail vérité.
Parce que je m'abdou encore parce que c'est l'autre monde qui attendait. L'autre monde qui a des visas qui pas joué.
Oui.
Il y a l'autre monde qui a des visas qui pas joué. Qui pas jeune visa right quand y a ou même là ou des visa y a dit oh pas dit ça non pas dit ça non si on ça pas dit non l'autre monde ça pour qui ça penser pas jeune visa ou pas écouter parce que c'est menti te bail c'est ça que il va jeune ou pas ou pas écouter un monde qui pas jeune visa
le
fini tout un monde tout qui jeune visa tout il ca jeune sous chance il te ca bail un deux trois menti tout mais ou même dans réalité aller di moun yo bay moun yo vérité parce que c'est pas gros question a bay mando si question a bay mando est-ce que marié combien petit tout
combien
de travail combien de temps ou t'es nation c'est petite question ça a bay mando
c'est
pas gros question encore après ça bay dit OK est-ce que gen moun aux États-Unis moun yo même dit non y a pas grâce moun
exact et yo gen ta connait majorité haïtien qui là ou gon famille aux États-Unis.
Every Haitian here has a relative in the come on in the US everyone.
When
you might don't have a close relative, but you have, somebody there that you know.
You
may have
someone.
A friend, you have somebody that you have a family there. Come on. Tout Haitien,
even here in the Bahamas now, the Haitian come and they can find one their family.
I swear, trust me. I'm telling you.
When you ask them, no,
pa,
I don't have
pa
no family.
Moun, no. Ou pa la vey souvent, but du gon tonton, ok, m'gon tonton aux États-Unis, m'pa pa la vey comme ça, m'pa wey longtemps, c'est vraiment maman ou quand, ou comprendre, ou connaît quoi maman aux États-Unis, yé gen an yo, aux États-Unis, yo prend pas, yo pa
konne moun encore. Oui, yo pa konne famille encore.
Yo pa konne famille encore, la fini. Moun aux États-Unis gen an yo qui vraiment estira.
Ah. Donc parlez-vous mon yoba nous contre chez ma live là
et pas bien. Genayo c'est pas tout.
Genayo c'est pas
bon. Pile. So genayo qui prend pause pour aux États-Unis, OK? C'est pas gagné tout le monde travaille dit aux États-Unis.
Et puis tout aux États-Unis pas gagné tant tout. Bam tout ça. Sincèrement, l'aime du un partenaire, un monde qui a fait $250 à Bahamas. Li qui a fait plus économique que monde qui a fait $1,000 aux États-Unis. Bill machine n'a payé chaque mois aux États-Unis. Bill téléphone à chaque mois.
Et
tout ça.
Et assurance
encore tout ça. Ça veut dire que moun nan besoin vivre yon life pour wèl nan bel kay. Et puis, et aux États-Unis, tout ça acheté crédit, oui. Crédit net, yache yo, ba yo, ba pou yo sak fè. Lò wè mou arrive, tête moun yo chaud. C'est simplement un mois de février, le ou gen ti yon kontax. Kè moun aux États-Unis, yon ti jan. Et mkwè, moun aux États-Unis, c'est presque le nan mois de février, yon wè kon fami nan pays d'Haïti. Parce que yo pa gen le vrai.
On sel bagay m ka dou ki bon pou aux États-Unis avec ici parce que yo bon plus respect aux
États-Unis. Oui, we sa ling, yeah.
Plus freedom.
Yeah, gan pile freedom là-dedans.
Est-ce que vous comprenez ça, plus opportunité tout.
Parce que ou ka l'école aux
États-Unis.
Ou ka vin devenir n'importe moun aux États-Unis.
N'importe bagay aux États-Unis. C'est ça li gen. Vraiment bon là-dedans. M'a dit bagay l'argent y a men l'arrivé c'est esclave ou pas y travail des trois jours.
Oui, il faut faire des trois jours.
Parce que ou gen pile bill le fini tout, ou konnen moun aux États-Unis ou pas karete kayo trop longtemps. Ta mando ki l'a payé bill là. Because moun yo gen bill vrai pou yo payé papa shit. Ou konnen on passe l'arrivé c'est shit ou pas shit. Oh ma tante moi, moi kay ma tante moi, ma pas shit ça c'est sa maman. Il pas gen problème OK then. Fait des trois mois kay pou ça ka prêter. Ça ka fait.
Oui. Et ouais c'est ça mon yo pour nous quand balève la cap garder nos show à côté là c'est show et let's talk together avec animatrice nous l'éditi que nous t'a garder talia et c'est un show là pour éduquer communauté à population hein, c'est ça que nous là pour nous faire mm-hmm. où elle toujours marche dans y a dit oh parle avec nous bon nous pourquoi parler de ça mm-hmm. nous on va parler de ça et qui ça nous t'a parlé là c'est incident passé les 3 arrivé 4 juillet 2024 là côté nous apprendre nous connaît nous t'ai un bâtiment ça t'ai un artiste méchanceté là-dedans ça veut dire ça c'est dernier parler n'a parlé sur ça
oui.
parce que cela lui-même les clause côté que nous connaît bout ça t'ai fait au foin moun ça yo perdu ça veut dire yo disparu ou pas qu'a dit moun nan mouri en cadre journalistique là m pa trouvé quoi et même que en cadre journaliste ou on moun até al mouri ou pas qu'a dit moun nan mouri ou a dou on corps à terre
yeah mais ou pas yo pas jamais identifié
ou pas qu'a dit que moun nan mouri parce que ou pas docteur ba so ça veut dire moun sa yo toujours disparu ça veut dire nous pourquoi qu'a dit jusqu'à maintenant mais quand garde américain à partir de 11h du soir yo te joindre te gain pas de cage contact avec yo dans l'air que yo te relé et c'est dit que qu'on y a là nous tout toujours en paix ça qui mal là c'est parce que bâtiment ça te gain pile petit bébé et en pile bébé là-dedans parce que gain une dame qui gain bon femme net proche qui gain des petits jumelles là-dedans qui te pas pourquoi même marcher qui gain une femme enceinte là-dedans tout so ça yo n'a du ou même qu'a visite nana soba mas tout côté et m'a encourager pas le risk la vie ou pas prendre chance aller ambassade là al faire une application visa tout monde gagne chance ou ka wè agrène $150 et pour ou même calné dans American Airlines ou al visite aux États-Unis sans problème parce que l'on paye l'argent ça c'est trois chances li bam dou ki jan sens la chance la l'on prend bâtiment si bâtiment coule requin a panjou oui, oui, c'est ça, nous va dire ça. Bâtiment coule, ou mette kon nage, Jean la met ça et l'on pas ka sauver la nan. Ok, ou pas ka sauver. Et puis, j'en bout de la pat.
No, pat gen, they don't have
life vest. So, tout ça encore faut de nous contrôler. Ok. Deuxièmement encore, ou gen chance pour yo kembo. Ou gen 99 chance pour bâtiment pour cause gade américain kembo. Ou gen 1% sauvé. So là que ça so n'a pas courage ou même qui gagne plan pour aller aux États-Unis sous pas aux États-Unis ou pas moun parce que nous prend aux États-Unis pour paradis
c'est
existe pour pas depuis aux États-Unis c'est n'a
pas depuis pas passer aux États-Unis
so, voilà donc courage aller dans white way parce que chaque combien mois nous pas qu'a perdu et communauté moun yo comme ça jeune ti moun gagne ti moun qui fait ici non
yes,
un peu jeune ti jeune bébé mais qui moue na yo ap encourager si pas encourager c'est avion perdu si tu vas chercher better life moi ou pas le fond vie meilleur moi pour qui soit prendre comme ti moun
non pas ti moun na la veille s'il vous plaît moun yo si nous même n'a comme voyage nous seul nous aller nous seul nous
oui allez
nous si nous pas gagne famille ici pour kembe ti moun yo gagne en pile moun qui pas ka faire ti moun y a pas adopter ti moun yo voit la gagne ti moun dans social service by government li
so c'est ça
qui est devenu un bagage puis tout temps qu'il est allé pour nous tuer ti moun nan
oui ça li pas mettre sens là
ça pas belle bagage yeah. Même il pas belle bagage en pile nan nous trop nan nous a mouri trop nan famille a gen glo nan zye trop communauté haïtien a gen glo nan zye il pas faire sens il pas faire sens pour n'a payer $7,000 $8,000 ça dépend pour n'a perdre la vie nous comme ça il pas faire sens la fini bagay m'pa aimer avec haïtien là ou a parlé dans bâtiment ça yo pas jamais dit classe moun même
non ou pas jamais donc pas jamais dit
ça c'est un bagay qui pas bon OK nous gien pour nous stop défaut ça ça sont mauvais défaut nous gien il pas bon même
là
yo pas yo penser là qu'on est ou pas il dit
ou pas ou pas privé yo pas privé
et puis ou ba un moun ou gien un moun ou a dit la veille OK moun ça tellement ou doué dans la vie ça doué jeune un moun que ou confier là-dedans
ou confier faut gon moun autre chose
ou doit gomme nous
have to have someone you trust.
Yes, there has to be somebody that you trust. Akuka confine na moun sa pou di hey Smith gen tellement ya mais moun sa ki te relèm m'a pa paye $7,000 m pa plan non ou ka pa di m nan ki jou a pale
oui
mais nan semaine sa yo ka vini onan mwa sa yo ka vini m pa plan non m paye moun sa mais tout information m paye moun sa $7,000 mais non moun nan mais information moun nan m pa plan sou gon problème là automatiquement moun n'a dit OK den il ka le côté police là il dit OK serm n'a pas parlé moun ça mais moun ça était bay $4,000 il était bay $7,000 m pa wè il te dit comme ça nan semaine ça OK pas dit pas dit exactement qui jou mais te dit nan semaine ça si m pa wè la font voyage est-ce que vous comprenez so si gon problème automatiquement mai côté moun ça pour moi côté l'argent
oui
Because ou ka imagine ou ap kriye, lef nou pa gen kòb. Bon, sa se un ekzanp kote ou pa jwen koyo.
Non, yo pa jwen.
Yo pa jwen batiman. Yo pa jwen batiman. Sa mkadri pedi nan la mer.
Oui, pedi nan la mer. Toujou nou kap kembe, konti lan gangle a di, keep your finger crossed. Yeah, ta toujou priye ki, pitet yo te ka an non zile, non kote.
Non, si yo te non zile mkwa yo tap gen tan jwen. Si te nasa yo tap gen tan jwen.
Yo tap gen tan jwen.
E tou si mkwa yo te tombe non lot peyi, yo tap gen tan jwen. Yo mkwa lot peyi a tap gen tan. Excusez-moi, j'aime contacter Nassau Bama, ça me dit, yo jeune, yo. Parce que yo dit, c'est dans Fort Perry, je t'ai parlé, yeah. aux États-Unis. So, Smith, yo dit, gon l'an mer, avant de me faire ça. Yeah, so, il est important pour nous-mêmes, nous gagnons au monde que nous communiquer avec. Nous gagnons confiance là-dedans pour dire, hey, mais ça arrive, mais tellement, tellement bien. Parce que là, nous faisons des choses, ça pas bon. Parce que tout, si tu ok, pour exemple, si tu joues un bâtiment, tu te joues comme ça, ou quand imagine une famille ça, quand tu as joué l'argent pour y entrer où?
Ou changer et 2000.
Ah!
Ou changer. Et laisse ça, les maps entrer dans le container pour m'ap retirer, cadavre. Changer, je me fais 3 semaines malade, c'est tellement. Et nous te fait combien ou quoi ça veut dire pour moun sa yo ki mouri yeah nan mok sa n'a retiré moun yo c'est des jeunes garçons demoiselles pour qui gen le tomber dans la mer a frappé ou nan roche c'est pas bail pour ta wè et puis les m'a dézipé bagay yo m'a gardé moun sa yo vraiment ça te fait triste moi m'te levé 24 cadavres
na
kontene yo mitio sa le di pou depi lè sa n'a pa
la fini la rive kote zima m pa ka kembe dlo
sa m te di sa ou pa ka kampe se sa
m pa ka kembe dlo nan jenm because pou wè un bagay kon sa se pa bagay
jen jen ti gason jen ti moun pou wè vreman moun yo mouri ça te fait triste mais ou pa regarder konnen a moun yo toujou
ça ki mal la ça m le di a moun yo te mouri la fini pou fami a chercher l'argent
pou rentre moun yo chercher l'argent yo fin pou l'argent yo dépenser pou yo al nan voyage la de fin yo mouri encore pour moun fami de encore al prend l'argent pou al
pou nan voyage ça si ou te bay moun nan ou te bay l'argent bâtiment coulé vrai même kwè moun sa ki gen l'argent at least policier te ka bay pression et ta contacter bon. Ou te ka jwenn même 3-4000 ou même tout te ka bat pour contacter bat pour jwenn 3-4000 la il te ka bon bagay parce qu'il pas il capable vle pour parler sous lui
oui
il te ka bon bagay quand même pour ap crier lef nou pa gen l'argent pour ap enterrer moun sa yo ça c'est un bagay qui vraiment grave so nous même comme communauté nous need pour nous réfléchir te des décisions à faire j'aime ça 18 si moi même paye 7000 $ même si me paye 8000 $ pour mon voyage. L'aime rivé dans bâtiment moi bâtiment c'est pas ça me pensais était m'a changer l'idée. M'a dit capitaine ou mettre Kembe Cob là mais m'a descend.
Oui, non ou même cap dit ça mais d'après information depuis en dans journée gen moun qui t'ai commencé reler par venir chercher oui. Dans intervalle 6h46 le 3 4 juillet. Bâtiment pas pourquoi décrocher. Gayon moun k'ap di parce qu'il gen petit li mouri nan bout bon disparu nan bout la excusez-nous. Petit la rele di pou vin chercher. Pendant monsieur a vin chercher petit la, monsieur yo la gè kòd la. Ça dit que gayon m'k'ap di gayon jan de négligence là-dedans. Et monsieur yo tout qui était capitaine qui tap mené bout là con négligence nan yo depuis même côté yo dérapé oui c'est bay vérité m'abdou là même côté yo dérapé passé depuis nan 9h du soir yo té doué quitter yo dérapé bout là depuis bout mais à même depuis pour qu'on lagué bout là té gen tangé problème engine là yo connaît ça
qui bagay
et vraiment tout et l'état américain
ou pas faire mentir gen un moun te contacter à bas comme pas parler non moun nan
oui te contacter
te contacter moun nan information moi vous connais moi même gen des bagages pas dit sur
radio non pas dit sur radio
les moun nan du bagage qui gen confiance en oui
ouais il y a donc bagage fort
bon jambe même qui a bako toute la vie en net quand tout ça qui passe à bako et me relé mandé me dit tellement j'aime tant des bâtiments ça qu'a fait à bako même il dit l'élite dit m'pa ka bon menti il dit comme ça bâtiment ça son bâtiment qui là pour 2 ans Il dit bâtiment chita là pour 2 ans et pas un bâtiment qui jam déplacer même.
OK.
Il dit bâtiment chita là, il dit pas connait bri dit son blanc qui t'est mat bâtiment.
OK.
Il dit comme ça qu'on est haïtien, même il prend voyage là, faut dit c'est blanc qui t'a fait voyage là, mais c'est pas blanc qui t'a fait voyage là.
Yo toujours prend password ça pour yo de son blanc
qui va mener. C'est ça il dit. Mais mon nan dit comme ça c'est comme ça mon yo, je mon yo pense c'est un blanc qui t'a fait voyage là, mais c'est un bâtiment qui t'est là, il dit ouais bâtiment, il dit plusieurs fois il connait bâtiment bien connait. Il dit comme ça là ouais mon yo même, là a fait voyage avec bâtiment ça il étonné. Il saisit dit oh bon il dit pito moun yo te prend l'argent yo range bâtiment en vent après ça yo mené moun yo mais koto ka tué famille moun comme ça koto ka tué moun comme ça moun sa yo le murders
yeah but they
c'est tué moun yo
good news about it but moun na ki te fait range tout ba yo l'état a making it arrêté
oh yeah
yeah arrêté monsieur
parce que c'est vous yeah, c'était ça
oui c'est ça arrêté m'était ba l'information en dimanche passé a yo arrêté monsieur
because ou pas
si monsieur t'allé Boston monsieur te gagne pour
oh my god mon ça pas gagne est-ce qu'on ca imagine ou connaît vieux bâtiment pas bon ou connaît son vieux bâtiment qui chita là pour combien de temps pour que ça pour prendre cob dans même monde hein cob dans même monde mes amis, gen moun ki pa gen kè bon
di. Oui, ça ouais, ça vraiment.
Pou konn men moun pou amene moun yo, konnen moun yo pa privé, ou konnen se try tue moun yo. Se try tue yo. Ça pa fè sens, ça vle di moun sa pa gen conscience même. Même nan jou a ta pa mené moun yo, il te ka bay ou menti di on pa fè voyage là encore.
Oui.
Pito pran kòb la tant que ou tue moun yo. Oui, pito se te moun yo te là toujours.
Pitol te prend cob
la. Pitol te prend cob la. Pitol te prend cob la. Si te cob la, te besoin te vle fon cob sou moun yo. Pitol te prend cob la. You guys are still tuned into Guardian 96.9 FM. Fresh News Smart Talk. We will be right back after this break. Communauté haïtien, loke la na vini back apre ti reklam sa. Et puis chita s'il vous plaît y a prélé pour radiographie taler c'est ça qui fait relé saltan ou pas gain problème dans Fortress Diagnostic Center image at Grosvenor's nous pas jamais faire plusieurs rendez-vous résultat ça veut dire entrée sortie si test depuis stage montrer écran radiologue nous ca conduit alternatif test dépistage ça kounya la même ou bien relez-nous dans 328 81 57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fortress Diagnostic Center Image à Grosvenor ou bien relez-nous dans 328 81 55 Center Image à Grosvenor ou bien visitez location nous Camarelod Chaudia.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostics, same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on-site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News Smart Talk all day. I'm your host, Lady T. I still have Smith Joseph, which is my guest here at the radio. So I'm just going to do a little recap of what we were talking about for the last 20 minutes. My producer said, you know, we were just speaking Creole. Because the topic that I am on this evening is more concerned the Haitian community. you know, about taking those risky voyages mm-hmm. to United States and risking their lives and putting, you know, I would say putting other children at risk.
Other children at risk, yeah.
Their own children, they taking their children with them and so on and so forth. And we were also talking about the fact that the person who they said had the boat, we're not sure. Yeah. That's what they said. That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's what
and we heard. That's what we both heard, right?
Yeah, we both heard.
And so we don't have no kind of evidence.
Yeah.
And that the boat were having problems from before they even went to go to the States, and they were aware of the problems that were, you know, was in the boat, and they still went and put those person's life at risk. And the boat is still missing at sea from the 4th of July. We haven't heard anything, no news, no updates, nothing.
No
bodies has been found. They didn't find any kind, nobody at all, nothing. And so that is the conversation that we are having this evening. And that is why I want the Haitian community to actually listen and to know that what they're doing is very dangerous. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, it happened to some of our parents.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to give God the glory, because it could have been them also that didn't make it when they were coming here to the Bahamas in the 80s and the 70s and the 60s. You know, some of our parents came here in the 60s, 50s.
And been here all their lives.
And they are now Bahamian citizens because they contribute to this country, paid mm-hmm. their tax, and love this country to death. I've met Haitians that love this country. They don't even want people to know they are Haitians.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm going to go back to Mommy Carmen. You know, I could never forget her, right?
Yeah,
Before her, it was this other Haitian lady who I used to go by. I can't remember her name.
I give her some.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, Smith, because
she used to go there. Cordo Avenue.
Yes. And she, she used to tell me the stories on Celine and Penland and the
Mami
time.
Yes.
Before this country even gained independence.
Yeah.
And she said, and she was 90-something, 97 or so, 97 or 96, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But she used to tell us her story.
Yeah.
When she first came here from Haiti.
I always talk to the whole person.
Those stories has really touched my heart. I feel so refreshed, like just listening to them. And so I always look forward to going there and having a conversation on Sunday evenings after church.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they can tell me of their experience when they came here in those days, which would have been in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
In the 60s, you know.
Yeah, in the 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
And you know, what I never said, you know, Smith, we didn't have no one in water.
Either. No, I was just going to say that.
Everybody
no
had to go
water,
to the pump
right.
to get the water. Actually, now, and I mean, some of my fellows say, oh, man, I can't drink the water pump. I got to get
I don't know who government was in power, but I think the last time
it was the
FNM government.
UPP was in power at that time.
Right.
Yeah.
And when I talked to them about the recent government, they say, who?
Yeah.
That's how we only know about UBP and Celine and Penland.
yeah, that's all they know. So, young people, they can talk about it. They only know.
Right. And so to me, though, to get the stories on Celine and Penland and how much they loved him
mm-hmm.
and how much of a good prime minister he was to them. And listen, they can go on and on and on and on and mm-hmm. tell you history about the country. I loved it, and I missed him dearly just for that talk.
Yeah, that's
you know,
what
just for the pep talk and the knowledge also. The knowledge, and I go there every Sunday after church, and I can't wait to just sit down and have the little talk, because Mommy Carmen is another one. When you mm-hmm. go by Mommy Carmen, right? And you like, no. So she always have those little candies. And,
yeah, always have
and she would have cookies.
Yes, cookies.
And
yeah.
she'd have a maid there. And she'll say, come. See what Lady T drinking, you know, and see what Lady T eating. And I'd be like, I'm not hungry. Like, I don't want anything, right? And she said, come, sit down. And you know, she was a woman mm-hmm, of God.
Mm-hmm.
A woman of God, listen, and she have.
She will not give you.
Yeah,
voice
and or, listen. So you have to carry, take your Bible,
yeah.
even though you came from church. It's like you're going back to church again,
because
you have to take your Bible, because she's gonna tell you to read these verses,
mm-hmm.
and she's gonna ask you about your life, who you dating, and you know, so
she asks, hey,
have you married? Why are you not married? And you know, who you dating? Is this person a man of God? Does he love God? Yeah. And I cherish those moments so much, like a lot of times, but sometimes I just pass there and I'm thinking about it, I'm like, wow, it is,
we love some of good friends.
Yeah, the old people is just the best. They are just the best. They always have the yes, they make you feel so good, so welcome, and they just give you that knowledge and the way they speak to you and stuff. Oh, I really miss her, no lies. I miss her a lot. Like I say, sometimes I just drive there and I just, you know, reminisce on the old times.
Yeah, what I could do too, I invite you maybe one day to go on East Street by the Mr. Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I was on them, I'd go on there, ask him a question, how the Bahamas was, and so he tell me everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's 93 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very 93.
Oh, I would love to go there.
Yeah, I always go on, and he could tell you everything happened in the Bahamas from the young boys. I like talk to the old people to know the history of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I have Mr. Peter Cooper, Peter Walker.
Oh, on
the gas. I have him at the show, the gas station. He was on the show with me.
The
he tell me how the Bahamas was in the 50s when them Haitian boat them come, they have to swim, get a mango and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So people didn't know back then the Haitian boat is to come from Haiti, bring the product here.
Yeah,
and then we get carry something back.
Well, definitely
back
that I know.
So people forget about those things. That's why we have to encourage our people, to educate them, to let them know how long the Haitian been coming here in the Bahamas and stuff like that. So to know the story, you
know
have
what?
To
and then also we
like
have
that.
To, and that's our job to, and you know, some persons might be like, hey, why are we having this show?
Right.
This show is to educate and inform the Haitian community of what's going on in the country. Also, for them to stay connected to the community, because if you here and you living here legally, you already here legally, you have work permit, your persons that have work permit, that have permanent residency. So if they're already here, what better thing to do than them knowing of what's going on with the country and of them following the laws in the country and them loving the people, like how the old people, like I could talk about Mommy Carmen and them, how they used love this country.
They cherish this country.
And listen, you can't even tell them anything about Haiti. I'm like, really?
They
loved the Bahamas. They love Aunt Selenip and then love Selenip.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and that's the kind of Haitians that we want. People who's going to love this country and contribute to this country.
But actually right now, if you ask them, young person, I know people who own 30 right now, I don't think they really know about our great Prime Minister, Oscar Pelle.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know about him. They can't say nothing about what the great man doing for us. Probably we have someone online.
Yeah, looks so.
Yeah, someone online could tell us.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Hey, Lady T, what's happening?
Hi, how are you?
You know this voice. You know who this is.
I know this voice. Yes,
this voice,
how you doing?
Man, everything is great. Tori, I just calling to say that I enjoying the show. Really, you know, sit down and I'm really, you know, digesting everything you're saying on this show, especially when you start to talk about patriotism for this great country that we have.
That's right.
That apparently is not in some of our view. Not as great in terms of where we are as a people today, but it's a great country where many persons aspire to come to and prosper and live comfortably.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you talk about the old days of when, you know, many of us grew up with many persons from the Haitian diaspora. Many of them have accepted the Bahamas as their country and have been loyal to this country, helping to build the country.
Yes, that's right.
But what is so unfortunate is the, you know, the facade or basically the appearance that the younger generation have no true love for this country and its people. Actually, migration is something that's going on all around the world.
Correct.
And in this country in particular, we have a major influx. I mean, we cannot deceive ourselves from this one reality. We have a major influx of I call them our brothers and sisters from the South, into this country. And as you so rightfully said, and I applaud you for it, is that the proper way to come into the country is to come legally.
Yes.
Yes.
Come through the right process.
Right way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you come into our country, to say that Bahamians do not hate our brothers and sisters from the South is an understatement, and it's a lie. What we do hate is the way that they come into the country unannounced. We don't know who's here. We don't know what you're bringing here. We don't know what your background is. Mm-hmm. But all these myriad of things are happening in the country, and the average Bahamian is being blamed for it. You see, this is where the issue comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you say that you accept our nationality in terms of going through the process and become legal and decide to want to live among us and become a legal citizen,
mm-hmm.
then there is no qualm. I am pretty sure no Bahamian in their right mind would have an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you, we don't know who you are, you're not loyal to the country, you show more loyalty for where you came from instead of the country. We don't see you out there during independence to celebrate with Bahamians. Then what kind of message do you send to the Bahamian people? You see, these are the issues that we really need to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to stop the nonsense about Bahamians are xenophobic, because we are not. We welcome everyone into this country. We have accepted everyone into this country as long as it's done the right way.
Excuse me, sir. Sorry, I don't catch you. No, I'm sorry to say and I catch you. Listen, what you're saying is true. I don't want I don't like when I hear people say Bahamian people is lazy. You can't say that word of under me. And you can't tell me the Bahamian lazy. Or you can't tell me Bahamian don't like you. So people we can talk about that, that's, I mean, different mindset. Actually, for the people who didn't know about the Bahamas. Because if the Bahamas didn't like you, why are you here?
Okay.
You understand? So you have to respect the country you live in. So what I'm saying is this. But we live in here, like you're saying. We live like brothers and sisters. So if I sneeze in now, you can sneeze in too. You understand? So what I'm saying, we got to pray and we got to encourage everybody to protect the Bahamas.
That's right.
When the Bahamas better, we better. That's why.
And build it in a way
build
for
it in
our
the way forward
children,
for our future children to come.
That's right.
So we ain't going to have no flag immigrant come in next 20 years. We want everybody come in the right way. So we contribute to the country. So we have a better country for people to come, live and enjoy their life.
Better country for my child.
Well, of course, on this one point, because I know you may have a few other persons who may want to contribute.
Yes, sir.
But I'll say it this way. You know, if we don't fix the country today as we should, and many of our brothers and sisters who have accepted the Bahamas as their country of choice,
right.
If we don't fix it and they're having children of their own who reside in this country and we don't fix this thing together, having loyalty to the country and to the concepts of what the country stands for, then trust me, you're leaving a bad legacy for even your children that was born here, that is raised here. What kind of life are they going to have? Are they going to have the similar lifestyle and issues that we, the ones who are born by both mother and father who are Bahamians, are they also going to be subjected to the adverse conditions that we as Bahamians have in this country? And that's all we basically really want. But thanks for taking my call. I will continue to be happy that you're having this conversation, and I encourage you to continue to have the conversations, especially to get the message across not only to the Haitian diaspora, but to get the message across to the Bahamian citizenry, so we can understand that you guys, that when I say you guys, that the Haitian diaspora understands the fight that we are trying to do here, because it's for the benefit of all. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling.
We really appreciate your contribution.
Everything that he said was correct.
Yeah,
and it's
correct.
True.
Yeah,
because, you know, we are growing. I would say I have... Oh, wow. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Hello. Good evening. How you doing?
Good evening. I'm well. How are you?
I guess you know this voice.
Oh, Mr. Faki, how are you?
You should know this voice.
I do know this voice.
This Faki.
Oh, hi, Faki. How are you?
Now, let's talk.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Now, let's start with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the producer of this show tonight don't bother the number talk.
Okay.
There's 11 million people not Hispaniola. Mm-hmm. Hispaniola is split between two countries.
Mm-hmm.
Haiti, Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
There's 11 million people in Haiti just south of us.
Mm-hmm.
There's 12 million people in Cuba just south of us.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3 million people in Jamaica just south of the Bahamas. All of those people try to migrate to the Bahamas. Where the numbers say there's only 400,000 of us.
Mm-hmm.
In our country, mm-hmm. the Commonwealth of the Bahama Islands belong to the Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
And from when I was a child, I'm 72 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
From when I was a child, my mother used to have Haitians helping her out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling Willie. He called my daddy, daddy. He called my mommy, mommy. Mm-hmm. And this and that. From when I was a child, I'm 73 now.
That's a blessing.
And majority of them came here illegally. Mm-hmm. Now in New Providence alone, there's 37 shanty towns that people come into my country, squat on, and I got to buy land and build houses, and they living free. Eventually, when you put the numbers together, then you, my descendants of yourself, I might be a descendant of that too, because I Fountain and the Fuchs. I don't know. But eventually, if you keep coming in the illegal numbers racket, $400,000. I mean, how? 400,000 people with 11 million people in Haiti? If 1 million of them come to the Bahamas, that will be end of the Bahamian people.
Okay, Sparky, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But Sparky, I wanted to say, I lost you there, but I wanted to say that we applied the...
Yeah.
I wanted to say that, that the government is doing a good job, but the shanty towns, they've been doing the demolition exercising with the shanty towns. So it's not as much as it was before. They have a lot of shanty towns that they demolished. Started last year, and they are still doing that exercise, so we can protect and keep the country safe. So
we're going to invite the people them who live in the shanty town. We mm-hmm. ask you, please, you have a lot of chance to move. That's why last time we talked to them, asked them, yeah, they understand, they know where they live in is not right, mm-hmm. them, that condition.
Yes, so the condition that they are living there, they are aware of that, and so we want to say a special thank you, because the government is doing a good job.
Yeah, very good
they
job,
indeed so. Doing a good job when it comes to handling the shanty town mm-hmm. situation. They're doing a good job. Okay, you guys are still tuned in to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day, communitize here, branchez là. Lock Nabvini back après commercial life.
This is commercial.
Simon offices pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on-site, expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gregory Pinto. Join me every Wednesday for The Urologist Speaks, a brand new talk show here on Guardian Radio. Each week, my co-host Julian Reed and I will be discussing an array of health topics related to men, women, and children, such as men always being able to rise again and women regaining control of their bladder, and many, many more. The Urologist Speaks, Wednesdays from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to Star 106.5.
96.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Seyen et puis Chita, s'il vous plaît, yaprele pour radiographie. Tale. C'est ça qui fait rele Saltan. Ou pas gen problème dans Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nous pas jamais faire plusieurs rendez-vous résultat. Ça veut dire entrée sorti. Si test depuis stage montré écran, radiologue nous ka kondi alternatif test dépistage ça. Kounya la même. Ou bien relez-nous dans 328 81 57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image à Grosvenor, ou bien relez-nous dans 328 81 57 faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image à Grosvenor, ou bien visiter location nous Camarelod Chaudia. Welcome back to Smart Talk All Day. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us on this great evening, Sunday evening, excuse me. I do have Smith and Joseph, who is still my guest at the radio, and we are talking about the, you know, the country itself.
That,
you know,
yeah, country itself, we were talking about the story.
Yeah,
what so we had that, what happened in the 60s and 70s.
Yes.
And when, yeah, when Nassau was, you know, it was very, very, everybody to know each other. By that time, right, people, they have a money they call in. They didn't have no, like, dollars we have with them.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you see, if you have $2, you could carry the whole trolley to the city market. You can have it full $10 at the hours to pay.
I think the right person to come on the show and talk about that is Sparky.
Is Sparky, yeah. We... can we have a Sparky in the show?
He would definitely give us some knowledge when it comes to that.
Yeah, some knowledge. Because Sparky says he's 73. So
yeah,
he knows all those things.
So, he has
so we need someone to tell us, tell us the street.
When it comes to that. So definitely I'm going to have somebody that comes on the show. I'm going to look for somebody that can come on the show and educate the Haitian community more of what the country is, what the Bahamas is,
what
and
does
what
Bahamas
it represents,
yes.
And how much we love the country, how we want to move forward together. And it, as I mentioned before, that I have a child also, and he's in school. Mm-hmm. And he is actually the future of this country.
Yeah, he's the future of the country.
So and so in the years to come, I want this country to be better because I want him to contribute to this country. I want this country to be in another level. I would love to for the cost of living to be lower because I think it is too high for this little country that we live in. That is
very
my
high.
Perspective. Me only, I would like for BPL to be a little lower. I definitely want groceries to be a little lower. And those are those things that I really more concerned about, when it comes to myself. And so we want to make sure that we protect this country. This is the country that we love. And this is the country that we comes back to. And as I don't know if persons, you know, listen to my show, they would say over and over, I said, you know, when I go to the States and I go to shop, if I spend a week or 2 weeks after my money is finished, I'm ready to come back home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm ready. Listen, I'm going to come back home.
When did my money go low?
Yeah, once my money is done, I'm coming back.
I can't wait
till
Bahamas
get homesick.
Yeah.
You know, I get homesick because this is just the place that I call home. This is my country. So, of course, I want to make sure that I protect it not only for myself, but for the generation to come, for the kids who wants a better country, want a better way of life. We want to make things a little easier for them, you know?
Actually, right now, you could see little different things. You know, past couple of months or couple of years, you don't hear the boat capsize anymore.
No, we've been slowing down a little bit, so we give God the glory because we've been working behind doors.
Letting them
illegal.
Right. We thank Joe Biden administration for what they doing for the
TPS,
whatever. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, we don't have a bunch of migrants die anymore because about this. So we here, we try to encourage you to do better, whatever you are. So make it better for our future to come. And I'm glad now we have this platform where we have, Haitian brothers and sisters. You could hear me. You could see me talk on the radio. Back then, we didn't have that.
No, we didn't have that. So
actually,
it's a blessing.
This generation,
you know, we want to give a special thank you to Guardian Radio.
Oh, Guardian Radio, especially here. The honor of the Guardian Radio.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for allow our Creole program on this show. So it's very global
White
too.
White Major, yes.
So White Major, I always listen to him in the morning.
Yes,
very
we
want to
give him a
I give him applause for that to allow Creole.
And then to our sponsors,
very
helping
good
to keep this show on, which is Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. A special thank you to them. And anybody else who's interested on and you know advertising
and business in Creole.
I do reads in Creole and English, and so that because we're not gonna run away from it. The Haitians is already here.
So
the ones that here,
they hear they gonna contribution.
So we want them to contribute to your businesses as also to know where you located and to know what you all about. So if you wanna, if you would like to sponsor this show, you can give us a call at Guardian. And definitely we will hook you up. Let's talk together. We'll hook you up. I will do the voice for you. And
you do the voice. Actually, you could come in a business and
you can come right on the show and talk about your business and whatever you want to do. We are here to give you the good service because we are one. We're gonna remember that we are one.
We are one. Then one thing, Lady T, we gonna talk about. You were saying about the cost living here in the Bahamas is very high. You know. Right now, you can't find apartment.
Yeah, that's another story.
That's something
and
we
even
need,
apartment went higher.
We need yeah, it's very high right now. Two bedroom, like in local, like in places like that, they actually for $850.
And then some of them are not even accepting you to have kids. They don't want you. They're not allowing you to even bring kids in their apartment.
You know, back then they put on your newspaper. I call it classify,
classify where you could,
now you go on there, you don't find it no more. They tell you no children. So how you could imagine that? You tell me you go to rent a house, no children. So what about the kids you are? Where you going to put it? You understand? Mm-hmm. And right now, I think the government got to look on that, especially them landlords. Them, they going to open the event without don't do no renovation in the building or whatever. They just come and say, you know what, I add $100, so you won't stay, you stay, you don't stay. That can't be like that.
It should be some kind of contract in place.
For right now, cost living here is very high. For two bedroom in local area down there, it's $850. Why do you have to the Grove area? Why do you have to the farm?
And thank God for the government for putting up minimum wage to $260 now, because if the government didn't do that,
Lady, the minimum wage you're saying is $260. Can you imagine you making $260 a week? Not even $260 because national insurance is going to come out on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, $260. You have a rent for $850. If you're making $250 a week and your rent is
$850. Thank God.
So
it's $260.
What
now,
can
so?
You? No, no. Now you're going to tell me that's why that. I mean, we're talking about the life so high, but you're making $250 a week, your house is $850. So you have a light bill to pay, you have a water bill to pay. I can survive. Tell me.
That's true.
Yeah, it's very hard. That's why I'm encouraging people.
You have to have two incomes in the house.
Yeah, whatever you could do, just do it to make a live. If you got a lot of people do that.
In this country, you have to do multiple things in order to survive. Mm-hmm. One paycheck cannot sustain family.
No, gas station
no family. $260 for sure, because the grocery, I would say that's at a grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. And my bill is $210.
Okay.
The other day, and I'm like, the guy said, do you need help? I'm like, with what? I left my bags. I couldn't believe it. $200 and something. I literally could lift my own bags.
So you shopping for $200 something. It ain't gonna last you till Friday.
No.
So now what happened? If you're making $260, you shopping for $200 something, you only left like $40 to put gas in your car.
That's right.
So what happened if you sick, you have to go to the doctor?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened now? What about the light bill? Now, what happened the cable bill?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, see, that Boy, guys, I don't know. It's very rough. You gotta do. As a technician myself,
you been following the election in the United States?
Oh yeah,
the debate and stuff. Trump said they eat the cats and the dogs in Ohio.
we asked the people that because you know I don't know. Actually, I'm on a different radio station, so the stuff I can't say it on this radio station because every
Trump
radio
said
station
they eating the cats
thing,
and the dogs in Ohio.
Donald
I would
Trump
hope
saying,
those American Haitian citizens
The Haitian
know
eat the
to vote
and dog.
To vote but, wisely, listen, right? I would hope so. I'm sure they are listening.
What I'm going to say is not going to engage this radio station 96.9
But
FM.
Whatever you said, this is
me, Smith Joseph. Okay? This is Smith Joseph. I'm going to say it. I encourage every Haitian watching me right now in United States.
And they are tuning in.
You all tune in this. So Sunday, I go on my show. You all know how I go in on that. I invite every one of you to go listen with Donald Trump saying, first of all, he say Haitian is a piece of...
I'm sure they are aware of that.
Everybody aware of that. Oh, okay. So, do get that because I'm not going to me. Ok, merci tout le monde. Rendez-vous nous casser pour nous parler sur ça. Please, c'est dans chez nous, dans Global 99.5 FM. Dimanche, bon Dieu, nous pas qu'à gagner chez vous. Allez, des choses à nous venir là-dedans. Nous préparons pour Dimanche, Dieu. Merci. Thank you, everybody, for watching this live, the show in Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, the best radio uptown. Thank you, everybody.
I want to say a special thank you to Smith Joseph for coming here. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And also to my producer. Thank you so much for always doing a good job. Also to my sponsor for Terrace Diagnostic Center. Thank you so much. And to all of my listeners. Thank you guys. Have a blessed Sunday. See you next week Sunday. Same time. Let's Talk Together in English was brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center.